Margaret's door with many a grievous groan, and long he knocked upon the door, but answer gave she none. Is that my father, Philip? Is that my brother, John? Is that my true love, William, from Scotland now come? It's not thy father, Philip, nor yet thy brother, John, but is thy true love, William, from Scotland now come home. Oh, sweet Margaret, my dear Margaret, I pray thee speak to me. Give me thy faith and troth, Margaret, as I gave it to thee. My faith and troth thou'll ne'er get, nor yet will I till you come within my room and kiss my cheek and chin. If I should come within thy room, I am no earthly man, and should I kiss your rosy lips, your days will not be long. Oh, sweet Margaret, my dear Margaret, I pray thee speak to me. Give me thy faith and troth, Margaret, as I gave it to thee. Faith and troth thou'll ne'er get, nor yet will I thee lend, till you take me to yonder kirk and wed me with a ring. My bones are buried in yon kirkyard, afar beyond the sea, and it is but my ghost, Margaret, that's now speaking to thee. Her robes of green, a bit below her knee. Then all that live long winter's night, the dead corpse followed she. Is there any room at your head, William? Is there any room at your feet? Is there any room there at your side, wherein that I may creep? There's no room at my head, Margaret, and no room at my feet. And there There is no room there at my side. My coffin is so neat. Then up and crowed the red, red cock, and up then crowed the grey. My sweet Margaret, my dear Margaret, 'tis time I was away. Oh, stay, my only true love, stay, the constant Margaret cried. Pale grew her cheeks, she closed her eyes, and stretched her limbs and